Good morning. It is 8:41. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Always stuff going on at the Orpheum Theater. My goodness, last Saturday it was a busy, busy place with the Galesburg Express going on. Of course, there was a couple of movies, Polar Express in the afternoon and Home Alone that night, which I went to Home Alone, and man, what a great crowd for those. Over 200 people looked like for both of those. And coming up this Saturday night, Christmas on the Air, a live radio play. You've been hearing the ads for that. You're fine, Aaron. Join us to talk more about
it. Tiptoeing in here.
The executive director of the Orpheum Theater, Aaron Glasnovich. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
And Tim Holmes is also with the Orpheum, but also directing the program that's coming up on Saturday night. Tim, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm awake.
That's a good thing. It's good to start the day awake. Well, alive, then awake.
Yeah, right.
Right?
I would try it. Yeah.
All right. So, Christmas on the Air, a live radio play. This is, how many years now have been doing the radio play?
This is the sixth year.
Six of them. Gosh, I was thinking like four. Six years.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. And it's such a really neat thing. And it's a little bit different than some of the different other productions you might see. In that, kind of explain the gist that it's actually, you're as the studio audience there as if you're in the 1940s watching the production of a live radio theater.
Right, absolutely. You're the studio audience, seeing them do all the sound effects and, you know, the actors coming to the mics and trading things off. And it's always really hard to explain to people. But once they come and see it, then they get it and they enjoy it. And it's just kind of fun.
Is there any audience participation in it kind of thing?
Not really. We just have them, you know, laughing.
We do have the applause sign.
Yeah, we make them applaud.
Yeah, you don't need a laugh track. You need the applause sign though, right?
Right. So, yeah, so that works.
Yeah. Well, Tim, I don't know. Seeing some of this group of actors you've got in this production, I don't know how the heck you're going to handle them.
I get a chair and a bullwhip, and I just keep cracking it.
That's what you're going to need
then,
to do.
You know, actually, it's interesting because everybody involved has done it now. And it's a little interesting because we are, to up the live nature of it, we are shooting out of a cannon, and our first rehearsal is actually Saturday morning. So...
Like to live on the edge.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in the nature of, you know, the old-time radio shows, they didn't rehearse a lot before they did it. Yeah. They just kind of walked in and were given their scripts. So, like I said, since everybody has done this before and they know how it works, we, you know, read through it in the morning, and then we do a couple run-throughs, and then off we go. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and that makes it kind of interesting that there's more, I shouldn't say ad-lib, more off-the-cuff, just seeing it. Because, like for instance, like you said, if they were walking in, those that did radio soap operas before, which is the same way with TV now, mm-hmm. but with radio soap operas, they, well, here's the script for today, and you walk. So you get their kind of maybe that first gut feeling of what that character is or what that line is or whatever.
Absolutely. And actually, there's one section of the show that the actors, they won't even see it till the show starts. So,
oh, wow.
Once the show gets going, then the script gets passed out, and they get just seconds to kind of look it over, and off they go.
Well, Erin, as an actress in this production, are you excited about that part?
I am. I love living on the edge too.
Yeah.
And this is such a fun, interesting way to do theater, and a great group of people. And it's really a nice way to cap off the season, and to kind of give a gift to the community that we put together. I mean, we assist in putting on a lot of shows throughout the year, which we enjoy and is a lot of fun for us. And it's nice to be able to put something together on our own to give to everyone.
It's entitled Christmas on the Air, a live radio play at the Orpheum Theater, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Tickets available, obviously, on the website, the Orpheum's website, at the Orpheum box office as well. So talk about the production itself. What, because I know it's different each year, and I know one of the years you did, it's the production of A Wonderful Life.
Right.
So what is this? The production, is it of a particular show that may have actually been on the radio or TV, or is it
right? So this year it's a little different because, yeah, we used to do, the first time we did it, it was It's a Wonderful Life,
right?
And we've done Miracle on 34th Street and Christmas Carol, and last year we did it where it was more just several different Christmas stories and stuff, and that's what we're doing again. So, but this time we looked at all the old radio shows and didn't rip them off, but were inspired by them. So the ones like Father Knows Best and My Favorite Husband and Burns and Allen, and so all of the episodes, you know, even though, like, The Lone Ranger, and there's each one, it's our own, you know, our own celebrity actors doing this, but you can tell, oh, this is the Father Knows Best type of story, and this is, you know. So
you actually worked on putting the script together and everything then? Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he wrote the script.
It's
fun. How long of a process was this?
Oh, you know, just, you work on it over a couple of months. Just, you know, I don't ever just sit down and do it all at once. So
because you can do episodes, right?
Yeah,
you work on kind of episodes at a time.
Right. So each you know, a little shortened. You know, each one's about 6 minutes or 7 minutes long when you put them all together. So it was fun.
Well, and acting as well, Aaron, I guess that's going to make it more fun also that it's something brand new that mm-hmm. nobody's ever seen or heard before.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Except for Tim.
Right.
Right. That is a cool part of it. And it's neat to be able to kind of just step into these characters that we get to play once a year and remember what they're like and remember the relationships they have with each other and to be able to, you know, have fun interactions and hijinks behind the scenes of the stories happening too.
Yeah, and actually getting to act out those hijinks and all that fun sure. as well too. I mean, that's what's kind of fun about it also, that it's, you know, you're acting, but you're also doing acting as actors
right.
who will also be acting.
Right.
Right? Does that make any sense at all?
It does, yes, I think.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe not.
It's so much of that, too, is it's interesting and it's a lot of fun because it's kind of like play. It's very improvised, a lot of it, and so many of these actors, all of these actors have a good wealth of experience behind them, so they can just step in and we can play together and hopefully the audience will enjoy that.
Aaron Glasnovich, Tim Holmes, Orpheum Theater, this Saturday night, Christmas on the Air, a live radio play. Tim is the director. Talk about your job as director. Obviously, you wrote it as well, so you kind of have a little bit of something in your mind of what it's going to be, but you know it's not going to be exactly that when each of the actors starts kind of putting their spin on your characters.
Sure, right. Well, there's a lot of trust involved, number one, because you know our rehearsals are limited. And the nice thing is that the blocking of it, it's, you know, go to this mic because it's a radio show. And so I don't get bogged down with that so much. And when we do, and when we read through it and stuff, I'll give them hints. But because I've worked with these people for so long and because they played these characters for so long, they know what they're doing basically. So it's just kind of like, okay, guiding them, getting them where they need to stand and be and everything. So, and that's nice. I mean, we've had Joe Wendbigler has played this Tex Haywood character. He's kind of like a Gene Autry. You know, and we love him. And he finally gets his own episode. He used to just do commercials as this character. And now he gets a full episode. So we're thrilled about that. And I mean, that's exciting. And yeah.
So that's, and so I hadn't even caught that initially that most of the actors are actually playing a role that they've played in these things in the past, of actors playing different parts
right.
in whatever that production happened to be.
Right. So okay. There's an actor playing an actor who's
right.
now playing parts in the show. Yeah.
Right.
See, I can do it too.
A different actor.
So Erin is Lana Sherwood. That's her mm-hmm. you know, actress. But then Lana plays, you know, Mrs. Claus or different, you know, all the
right.
other, you know,
mm-hmm.
a mother and one and something else. So.
So she's played Lana Sherwood playing other roles.
I've always
past,
been,
right? Okay.
I've always been Lana Sherwood.
Yes. Yeah. There we go. That made more sense than the way I tried to put it.
Well, you know.
Okay. So the other question is there an actor playing the director on stage of the radio play, or are you actually on stage as the director, but also acting as the director?
Well, I am.
acting wow. as the acting director.
Ooh.
What? What did he just say?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow, Tom. So I don't play the director in the show.
Okay.
I actually play the musician. So I play the piano in it. There isn't really a director that you see. Because once when the show starts, it's like if they're on and it's on and, you know. So there isn't really you. When it starts, it's the show. So,
okay. mm-hmm.
I mean, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why I didn't know, like, if within the radio play there was actually, you know, somebody acting as the director, as an actor.
No, it's like, okay, they've rehearsed this, and off they
okay.
go.
Okay,
yep.
There they go.
And then, you know, there's a sound effects guy, and he does all the sound effects. And
so you're actually, so once it starts, you're in it, so you're
yeah.
not...
Mm-hmm. I have no control then once they start.
Off to the races.
And that's exciting.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, it's coming up this Saturday night at the Orpheum Theater. It's Christmas on the Air, a live radio play. Gets underway at 7 o'clock. Is this one, what age audience? Is this for the whole family, or is this an adult audience?
It's a nice family-friendly, you know.
Okay.
The people who are more learned and wise and, you know, experienced will recognize the radio shows for what they are. I think younger ones will just enjoy the crazy characters that are up there. So yeah, I think it really appeals to everybody in a certain way. So yeah.
Is he telling the truth, Aaron?
He is.
Okay,
yeah.
Just making sure.
It's good for the family, and it's not a very long show either. I mean, yeah, it'll probably be done by 8:30, I would say, or before. So, nice, short and sweet way to celebrate the holidays. And it's, we tried to make it affordable. It's $10 for adults and $5 for students and kids too.
Aaron Glasnovich, Tim Holmes from the Orpheum Theater, Christmas on the Air, a live radio play. Tim directing, I got to ask you, Tim, also as the writer, that kind of process, is it, are you sitting there, you have, knowing who most of the actors are going to be, that you've had do these shows before, do you have them in mind while writing characters? Are you,
oh, yeah.
Are you reading out loud or saying these lines out loud as you're doing this?
Once, putting it together and knowing who's going to be in it, it's like, okay, well, this will be, this will be good for this person or whatever. We keep saying, we've been together for 6 years now. Most of, some take years off or whatever. In fact, this year we're bringing Mandy Balzer back. She started off with us and took some time off, and now she's coming back. And we have Tyler Bachman, former Galesburg Radio man, coming back for us, and that's exciting too. And to get him back in here, and so like I said, as I'm putting it together, I'm like, oh, okay, this will be good for or this character. Aaron's done, she has signature roles that she's pretty good at, which most of those radio shows had that. Oh, that actor did this kind of character. This person always played the villain. So yeah.
And, of course, Mandy, our creative services director here at the station. So I'm guessing as you were writing for Mandy, Force to Be Reckoned With. That sounds
yeah, exactly. I will say, 1 year, Mandy, during the show, she came over and was talking to me at the piano. And we were talking and whatever, and it got real quiet. And we were looking around like, what is going on? It's me. And so it was all her fault. I was playing, something for some cue. And, yeah. So she's dangerous.
Yeah,
so
this sounds like it. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's Saturday night. Christmas is on the Air, a live radio play at the Orpheum Theater, 7 to 8 o'clock. And again, go to the Orpheum's website. You can get your tickets there. You can get your tickets at the Orpheum box office, and I'm guessing up until showtime.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Indeed, yes.
Anything else we need to know about the production? The Saturday night,
just that it's going to be a fun evening, and like Aaron mentioned, it's kind of our gift to Galesburg, and we love doing it, and we love having people come experience it, and it's a quick no intermission, just come enjoy and then go off in your merry way. So we hope people can join us.
All right, Aaron, anything else on it?
GalesburgOrpheum.org is our website. Come see us. We're open the rest of this week at the box office 10 to 5. So today and tomorrow, we have the Nutcracker Ballet tomorrow night, and then radio plays Saturday, and then we'll take a break for the rest of the year. So we hope you can come say goodbye and happy holidays with us.
Busy ending to the year, even though you got the rest of the year off after this. Is still, even leading up, we were talking off the air about the two movies on Saturday.
Yep.
I came to Home Alone Saturday night, and great crowds for both of those. And you've had, of course, the high school choir concerts and all that going on there. My goodness. So.
It's been a busy one.
You need a break, right?
Indeed.
All right. Aaron Glasnovich, Tim Holmes, thanks so much for your time. Looking forward to the show
Glad
Saturday
to be
night.
Here.
Thank you.